Bible reading number 128, 1 Samuel 17, verses 15 through 37. David approached Goliath. David used to go back and forth from King Saul to Bethlehem. There David took care of his father's flock. The Philistine Goliath came forward every morning and evening. He presented himself to the Israelite army over and over. This pattern continued for 40 days. Now Jesse told his son David, "Take this half bushel of roasted grain and these 10 loaves of bread and carry them quickly to your three brothers at the camp. Also take these 10 pieces of cheese. Give them to their commander. See how your brothers are doing. Are they okay? Bring back something to show me that they are all right. Your brothers are with Saul and all the Israelite army in the Valley of Elah. They are fighting against the Philistines." So, early in the morning, David left the flock with another shepherd. And David took the food and left, just as Jesse had told him. When David arrived at the barricade, the army was leaving. They were going out to their battle positions. The soldiers were shouting their war cry. The Israelites and the Philistines were lining up their men to face each other in battle. So David left the food with the men who kept the supplies. Then he ran to the battle line. He asked his brothers if they were okay. But while David was talking to them, look, Goliath, the Philistine champion from Gath, stepped out of the Philistine lines. He shouted things against Israel, as he usually did. However, this time, David heard it. When all the Israelites saw Goliath, they were very much afraid, and they ran away from him. The Israelites said, "Have you seen this man Goliath? He keeps coming out to taunt Israel. The king will give a lot of money to the man who kills Goliath. He will also give his daughter in marriage to the one who kills him. And his father's family will be exempt in Israel." Then David asked the men who were standing with him, "What will be done for the man who kills this Philistine and takes away this shame from Israel? Who does this uncircumcised Philistine think he is? Does he think he can taunt the armies of the living God?" These soldiers repeated the same thing to David. They said, "This is what will be done for the man who kills Goliath." David's oldest brother, Eliab, overheard David talking with those men. He became angry with David. He asked David, "Why did you come down here? Who is taking care of those few sheep in the desert? I know you are arrogant. Your attitude is very bad. You have come down here just to be a spectator, to watch the battle." But David asked, "Now what have I done wrong? Can't I even ask a question?" Then David turned toward the others and asked them the same sort of questions, and they gave him the same answer as before. Some men overheard what David was saying, and they informed Saul. Then Saul welcomed him. And David said to Saul, "Don't let anyone be discouraged. I will go and fight this Philistine." Saul answered David, "You are not able to go against this Philistine and fight him. You're only a boy. Goliath has been a warrior since he was a young man." But David said to Saul, "I have been shepherding my father's flock. Whenever a lion or a bear came around and snatched a lamb from the flock, I chased it. I attacked it and rescued the lamb from its mouth. And whenever a lion turned on me, I would seize it by its throat, and I would hit it and kill it. I have killed lions and bears. This uncircumcised Philistine will become like the ones I killed. Goliath has taunted the armies of the living God." David continued, "Yahweh has saved me from both lions and bears. God will also deliver me from this Philistine." Then Saul said to David, "Go, and may Yahweh be with you."